It's time for a look at the Asian political scene on VOA Global. I'm Michael Lippin. One of Pakistan's main opposition parties has called off a four-month campaign of street protests against the government. Pakistani politicians have been trying to unite this past week in the face of a horrific attack by Taliban militants on a school in the country's northwest. The militants raided the military-run school in the city of Peshawar last Tuesday, killing at least 148 people, almost all of them schoolchildren, in one of the deadliest terrorist attacks in Pakistani history. The Pakistani Taliban, or TPP, took responsibility, saying it was avenging the Pakistani military's offensive against the group's stronghold in the country's North Waziristan tribal region. But could the act of slaughtering schoolchildren backfire on the Taliban? VOA's Idris Ali spoke with Michael Kugelman, a South Asia analyst at the Woodrow Wilson Center, and asked him why the attack has unified many Pakistanis in grief and revulsion.
There really were a number of unprecedented dimensions to this attack. The Taliban has certainly targeted schools before, and it has certainly targeted kids, and it has certainly staged attacks that had huge numbers of casualties. But never, so far as I know, has there been a single attack on a school that killed so many young people. I think another reason why this attack has struck such a nerve is that there had been a relative lull in terrorist violence in Pakistan. And finally, this was an attack that really targeted the children of the country's most prominent, powerful, and arguably revered institution, the military.
What about the regional impact, and in particular the Afghanistan-Pakistan relations, which seem to have been improving?
Well, I mean, it's interesting that right after the attack happened, Pakistan's army chief headed over to Afghanistan, where he had been not too long ago, for another visit. And apparently, he went to talk with Afghan officials about the need to cooperate on making sure that there aren't attacks on Pakistan that are staged from Afghanistan. So in that regard, this perhaps could be a positive for Afghanistan-Pakistan relations, and that it can bring the two countries together to talk about how to cooperate on preventing these cross-border attacks. Oh, we'll see, though, but only time will tell.
What advice do you have for Pakistan at this time?
Well, there's so many things that I think should and need to be done. The fact that the military is going to intensify the operation in North Waziristan is perhaps good on a tactical level, but this war, I mean, Pakistan's war against terror is not going to be won through the use of force alone.
My colleague Idris Ali also discussed the issue with Madiha Afzal, a public policy professor and Pakistan specialist at the University of Maryland, and asked her if the outrage in Pakistan is likely to last.
The reaction has been actually sort of unequivocally negative against the Taliban, and, you know, a reaction of horror and just sort of dismay at what's happened. But I think that, you know, some of the denial and conspiracy theories that have marred sort of the reaction to previous attacks have crept back in as the week has worn on.
And of course, the TTP has taken responsibility for these attacks, but does some level of responsibility lie with the government and the army?
Oh, absolutely. So the government and the army have sort of selectively supported the good militants, and there's no such thing, as we know, as good militants. And so this kind of schizophrenic policy towards militant groups is certainly something that has really, really backfired.
And do you see this as a tipping point in Pakistan, or will things just continue the same after a couple of weeks?
One would hope that a tragedy of this kind of scale and something so horrific would lead people to finally be sort of woken up from their sort of delusionary thinking. We've seen over the years that, you know, sort of with each successive bigger and bigger tragedy, we've seen people slip back into the same kind of thinking. The hope is, again, that this is a tipping point. I'm not optimistic.
We'll have another focus on the Asian political scene next week on VOA Global. I'm Michael Lippin.